أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.
So now, having looked at a little bit of the background of Ayat al-Birr, let's start with the first part, which we tried to memorize in the first talk. And this was, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Righteousness is not only about turning your faces towards the east and the west. In other words, that's not all there is to righteousness. We often fixate ourselves on one aspect of religion and then we make that the religion. It might be a zadari, it might be what we wear, it might be a certain dua I read. It might be the sequence in which I do things. Suddenly that becomes religion for me. And that is the all it and be it of religion. Nothing else matters. If we look at the Ahlul Kitab of Medina, they were antagonizing the Prophet when he was praying towards Jerusalem, telling him, "You pray towards our Qibla." We're told one particular night, the Prophet was so sad that in the middle of the night, he looked up at the horizons of the heavens. And that morning, in the mosque of Bani Salim, he was reciting Salat al-Zuhr. And after praying two rakats, Jibreel comes and reveals Ayah 144, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. Indeed, we have seen you turning your face to the heavens, so we shall turn you towards a Qibla that you will be pleased with. Turn your face towards the sacred mosque. And the next two rakats were prayed towards Makkah, and this was what is now called Masjid al-Zul Qiblatain. Now the antagonism didn't stop. Now they said, what has made him turn away from the Qibla? سَيَكُولُ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَ النَّاسِ Ayah 142. The fools amongst the human beings will say, مَا وَلَّاهُمْ عَنْ قِبْلَتِهِمُ الَّتِي كَانُوا عَلَيْهَا. What turned him away from the Qibla which they were facing before? Allah says, قُلْ say, لِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ. To Allah belongs the east and the west. يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. He guides whomsoever he pleases to the right path. So our fixation on what we deem as righteous or goodness is based on our own thinking. A different format in a majlis, a different way of dressing, a different dua read after a salah. And we jump up and down. And so this part makes it very, very clear. That is not the be-it and all-it of righteousness. So a question develops in the mind of the human being. So what is righteousness? What is goodness? And Allah answers the question. He says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ And righteousness, goodness is مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ That one should believe in Allah وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ And the last day وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ And the angels وَالْكِتَابِ And the book, والنبيين, and the prophets. Now this, in essence, is what you and I call usul al-din, the roots of religion. The roots of a tree, although invisible, are the most powerful aspect of a tree. They anchor the tree, providing it with the stability it requires. We all acknowledge the beauty of a tree, its leaves, its fruits, its shade, its majesty, it's awesome. But what gives the tree its strength, it's its roots. Now we've called them Q beliefs or Quranic beliefs. And the first one, Man amana billah. That one should believe in Allah. What we term as Tawheed, which includes all the Asma'ul Husna, and in particular we highlight the concept of Adala. And then he says, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ And the last day, which is the day of Qiyamah. In other words, the human being must be cognizant of the fact that he or she is accountable. And then the instructions of how to reach one's full potential is through the institution of Risala, which is described in the next three things. Wal Malaikati, those who bring the message. Wal Kitab, the message. Wan Nabiyin, and the messengers. And that invariably includes the institution of Imama, for they were the protectors of the message after the Prophet. So let's go over this again. Laysal birra an tawallu wujuhakum qibal al-mashriqi wal-maghrib. Righteousness is not only that you turn yourselves in the direction of the east or the west. Walakinnal birra man amana billah. But righteousness is that one should believe in Allah. Wal yawmil akhir, and the last day. Wal malaikati, wal kitabi, wan nabiyin, and the angels, and the book, and the prophets. In essence, it's just like the roots of the tree. They are the most powerful aspect of that tree, and what gives that tree its strength. Everyone appreciates the beauty of a tree, its leaves, its fruits, its shade, its stature, its awesomeness. But if it wasn't for the strength of the roots, which not only anchor it, but draw the right nutrients from the soil for it, a little wind and the tree would have gone. So the foundation of Birr is Usuluddin, the roots of religion. We have a whole series of talks on Aqaid on the Q Fatima website on the Q beliefs strategy. Now, once this belief, these roots have been established, we will now look in the next talk, inshallah, at the ethical manifestations of Usuluddin. And before I end, let's ensure that we are able to memorize the part that we've just studied. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِكِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who are the walking, talking concept of birr, and that we may be able to abide by this ayah, so we too may perfect our iman. فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.